Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Today I wanted to mention some things from the seerah. We see that the Prophet ﷺ is always on guard, always doing so much for his for the ummah, for the sahaba, for everyone. And we see that in Badr, for example, before the battle, you know, the companions, you know, the army, they had slept. But everyone had slept except the Prophet ﷺ. He was awake the entire night in prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, in the Battle of the Trench, the Khandaq, when the Quraysh had come with its groups, when the groups had come to Medina, and the Muslims had dug a trench around Medina to protect themselves, there was one part of the trench that was open to attack. And the Prophet ﷺ himself would go and guard that. And Sayyidah Aisha says that he would guard that and he was worried about, so he would go to it and come back, go back and forth to it. And he said, so one time he was sleeping in my room, and then he would get up and he would listen, to hear, has somebody crossed over, can he hear anything? And so she says one day he heard someone making noise and had some metal, like some iron. So he went out to see where the noise was coming from, and the Prophet ﷺ asked, who is this? And it was Sayyidina Sa'd. And Sa'd, he said, I am Sa'd, and I've come to see if you need anything, if you want me to do anything. So it was then that the Prophet ﷺ said to him to sleep in that opening where the trench was open to attack. So after that, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet ﷺ came back and he slept until I heard his like a deep sleep, a noise coming from him, like he was in his deep sleep. And she said, I will never forget that, what Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, what he did. And jazallahu anna the Sahaba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them greatly. They did so much for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always did more. Whatever it is that they gave, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always gave more. We see that in the with Sayyidah Halima, with his wet nurse, right? She didn't want to take him because he was an orphan at first, and she's like, everybody else got a child, and so she took him, and she takes him, and all of a sudden her breasts that didn't have milk in, because there was a famine, you know, they were hungry, she didn't have milk even to feed her own child. But all of a sudden her breasts are filled with milk, her goats, her sheep, they fatten up, they give milk, whereas before they didn't have milk, etc., etc. So we see in throughout the seerah that, you know, it seems like, oh, you know, Sayyidah Halima, she's going to take care of Muhammad, this baby Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in reality, it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who took care of Sayyidah Halima and her household. He was the one who brought the barakah in their household and took care of all of them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his barakah. And we see that consistently in the seerah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be grateful to all those companions who've served this ummah and to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.